Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
On the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline this morning, the chief of police of St. Paul, that's Todd Axtell. He's been there since 1989 and just kind of rose through the ranks at the St. Paul Police Department. So he's done it all, patrol, investigative, administrative. And, of course, now St. Paul's chief of police, he took that over back in 2016. Chief, good morning. Thank you for your time today.
Good morning, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Anything folks waking up, turning the radio on, wondering if anything happened overnight in St. Paul?
Well, we had a relatively quiet evening last night where our posture has really changed over the past week since the tragic death of Mr. Floyd. So we have adequate personnel throughout the city. Thanks to the help of our National Guard, all of our state, local, federal, and regional partners. Last night we had 55 arrests. Many of those occurred at the state capitol after curfew.
You know, speaking of arrests, Todd, I guess we kind of forget about other crimes being committed. Has that diminished in any way, or are you arresting people for different things outside of what we're focused on here?
Well, there are some other arrests, but actually crime over the past week in categories other than the looting and, of course, we had 63 businesses looted, 17 businesses set on fire. Other than, obviously, those major serious crimes, the other crimes in general throughout the city have been down over the past week.
Chief, you mentioned the looting and the fires, and I think back to your press conference last week when many of us watched you and listened to you. You mentioned those who were doing the looting and starting the fires were probably caught on camera somewhere and would be prosecuted. Are you able to identify some of them yet? And what kind of timeline to get something like that done and completed?
Well, it's been an incredibly stressful time. Our personnel has been stretched thin. But even with that, I have assembled an investigative team within the St. Paul Police Department, along with our federal partners. The ATF has sent in a team from D.C. to help process some of the arsons throughout the city. There will be a thorough review of any and all evidence that we can collect to include pictures, video throughout the entire city. So I would not be surprised if we do get some arrests moving down the road. And I think that's an important distinction that I wanted to send the message to people who think they can come into St. Paul and victimize our community in this way, that even though you have a mask on, make no mistake about it, we'll be able to identify you.
How important, Todd, in your estimation, has the curfew been?
Oh, it's critically important. It's really been a game changer for us to allow our officers, after long, tireless, exhausting days, to really have a good sense of if you're out after curfew in violation of the law. It allows them to thin the population of people that they have to decipher between those who are just legitimately out in the community or those who know they're in violation of the law. And it just makes life much easier for our first-line responders.
What kind of hours have they been putting in?
Exhaustingly long hours. Our officers are so tired right now. I appreciate you asking that question. I stop at a roll call, as a matter of fact. After this call, I'm heading over to meet about 50 of our officers at one of our roll calls throughout the city today. And last night when the officers were coming in from their shift at 12 o'clock when I left, just looking in the officers' eyes, you know, just their the way they are, you can just see they're exhausted. And I'm just really hoping that we can catch a break here pretty quick so I can get these officers some rest, because as we know, sleep deprivation really affects our ability to provide the best service we possibly can. So over the next 3 days here, I'm hoping to get a little rest, so the officers, that is, so that they can get a little sleep and get rejuvenated to make sure that we're out there providing the great city of St. Paul the service they deserve.
Chief Axtell, we've seen some reports. We saw it the other night here in Minneapolis on Sunday night. I had lose track of days here, but some conversations that looked like they were quality conversations, that they were actually meaningful conversations between law enforcement and some of the peaceful protesters. Have you heard of any examples from your officers?
Absolutely. That's really the really touching part of what's happening right now. This is a pivotal moment in modern day policing. You know, we obviously had the tragic loss of Mr. Floyd in Minneapolis. And I truly believe out of every tragedy that occurs, there's something positive that can happen if you seize on that opportunity. Our officers are incredibly distressed and distraught over what happened in Minneapolis. That does not reflect the values of most of the officers throughout this entire country, and specifically in St. Paul for sure. We have to remember there are over 1 million police officers in the United States who handle probably 1 billion, approximately, even if they take 1,000 calls per year. St. Paul cops take about 2,000 calls per year. So if you cut that in half, they're still taking 1 billion calls per year, each and every year. And when we have the few that go out of their way to tarnish the badge that everybody earns and to wear each and every day, it's disgusting, and it really takes away the hard work our officers do each and every day to build that trust. And we do operate under the philosophy of the Bank of Trust, making regular deposits with our community members through positive outreach and positive interactions, respectful interactions. And when something like this happens, it just takes every bit of investment in that Bank of Trust within a matter of minutes. Our officers have embraced our protest community. Our officers are also grieving as a result of this. Yesterday at the mansion, there's something that happened that I never in my life thought I would see happen. We had officers requesting to connect with our protesters, to take a knee out of respect. I never thought I'd see that, and I got to tell you, I'm glad the camera wasn't on because I had a tear in my eye.
Chief, I appreciate you sharing that and your time here this morning. We'll talk soon again. Thank you, Chief Axtell.
Thank you, Dave. Have a good day.
Chief of Police of St. Paul, Todd Axtell. WCCO News continues in 3 minutes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.